Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Nicole Lin, Product Marketing and Development Manager at ASRock Rack. Nicole, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Excellent. To start us off, can you please share a little bit about your background and then tell us a little bit about the role ASRock Rack plays in the server industry in general?
Yeah, of course. So hello, everyone. Nicole Lin here from ASRock Rack, and I'm very glad to be joining Jim today to share more about ASRock Rack and our role in the server industry. So just a little bit more about myself before we jump into the main topic of today. I graduated with a degree in Management Information Systems and Computer Science, and I've been with ASRock Rack for a couple of years now as part of the product marketing and development team. Most of what I do on the job involves channeling both technical and business expertise to plan, promote, and support our innovative and broad range of motherboards and server system solutions. Now let's turn the spotlight onto ASRock Rack and the exciting work that we're doing here. So we here at ASRock Rack, we position ourselves as an innovator in the server industry, and we focus on designing server and workstation hardware solutions for enterprise and data center markets. We're a young and vibrant company, and over the course of the past decade or so, since our founding in 2013, we have built a reputation for delivering reliable, high-performance, and innovative server solutions. We emphasize quality, stability, and performance in our server-grade hardware, with a focus on supporting the latest enterprise-class CPUs and GPUs, along with various expansion capabilities to meet different deployment needs. Our server solutions are widely used in data centers, cloud computing environments, enterprise IT infrastructure, and high-performance computing applications. That's a little bit about ASRock Rack.
Would you mind shedding a little bit more light on the types of customers and some more about the markets that ASRR serves with the products?
Yeah, of course. So we serve a very diverse range of customers here at ASRock Rack with our enterprise-grade server and workstation solutions. To break it down a little bit more, so in the enterprise sector, our server systems are in a lot of data centers around the world. These types of customers are typically looking for high-density computing with an emphasis on reliability and energy efficiency. Our 1U or 2U storage or general-purpose-oriented server systems with up to 24 drive bays, for example, would be perfect for this case. We have quite a strong presence in the hosting industry as well, which I believe we will talk a little bit more about later. So these types of customers are typically looking for reliable server hardware, and our comprehensive line of storage and general purpose server solutions serves this market very well. We also offer a variety of GPU systems that can support between 1 to 10 GPUs, ranging from 1U to 8U in height, and with different combinations for expansions, network, and storage options. These are for customers looking for solutions that can handle high-performance computing workflows or intensive AI and machine learning implementations utilizing GPU acceleration. We also partner with system integrators and provide server-grade motherboards for individually tailored solutions. So I guess the key takeaway here is that ASRock Rack's product portfolio is created to accommodate diverse needs with varying form factors, performance levels, and specialized features tailored to requirements of each market segment or customer.
Excellent overview. Thanks. If you don't mind, I'd like to start at small business because we don't get to discuss those all that much here on the podcast here. That market is evolving really quickly and your customers need to stay nimble. What trends are you seeing in the SMB market and how are the customer needs shifting?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So the server industry, as you mentioned, we're seeing a lot of significant shifts in the small and medium-sized business market driven by evolving customer needs and broader digital transformation. So these changes are influencing how small businesses approach their IT infrastructure, particularly in server hosting and management. So one major trend that we're seeing is the adoption of cloud and hybrid infrastructures, allowing small businesses to combine on-premise servers with cloud services, offering greater scalability, flexibility, and cost efficiency. So this shift also includes a growing interest in serverless computing, for its ability to simplify operations and reduce overhead. Cybersecurity is another major focus. With increasing cyber threats and growing regulatory pressure, small businesses are prioritizing secure IT environments. Strategies such as zero trust architecture, multi-factor authentication, and consistent security audits are becoming standard. As managing these complex systems becomes more challenging, small businesses are increasingly relying on managed service providers, or MSPs, to handle their server infrastructure. MSPs offer end-to-end server management, ensuring robust performance, security, and compliance at a manageable cost. This allows small businesses to concentrate on business growth while entrusting IT operations to experts. Another notable trend that we're seeing is the integration of AI and automation into business operations and server management. AI-powered tools such as chatbots in the customer service department reduces repetitive tasks and boost efficiency. Other AI-powered tools aim to enable proactive performance monitoring, predictive maintenance, and optimized resource allocation. And finally, sustainability is becoming a key consideration as well. Small businesses are looking for greener, more eco-conscious IT solutions, including energy-efficient servers and cloud services powered by renewable energy. As environmental responsibility becomes a competitive differentiator, businesses are aligning infrastructure choices with broader corporate social responsibility goals. So overall, small businesses are reshaping their IT infrastructure strategies to embrace cloud technologies, enhance security, leverage managed services, integrate AI, and adopt sustainable practices. These trends reflect a broader shift towards flexible, secure, and environmentally conscious IT solutions in the small business sector.
So to sum it up, they're just like big businesses, just smaller, right? They have the same concerns with dealing with AI and integration and cloud and flexibility and cost, except for they just don't have the big IT orgs to help them get there. So what are some of the pricing and positioning challenges those customers face? And can you share a little bit more about what strategies they're using to help them keep pace because they don't have their big investments in in-house IT?
As you mentioned, it is a challenge because they don't have the big budget or the big teams. So it really is a balancing act trying to figure out how to invest in IT infrastructure without blowing their budget. So on one hand, you need reliable, scalable systems to grow and stay competitive. But on the other hand, enterprise-grade solutions can get expensive or difficult to integrate or just not the right fit. And with so many hardware and software options and pricing models out there, it's easy for these small businesses to feel overwhelmed. Smaller businesses also risk falling behind in innovation, especially with the rapid advancements in AI, cloud-native computing, and edge technologies. So at the end of the day, these smaller businesses are investing in IT infrastructure to help take their business to the next level. But if this quote-unquote upgrade isn't done right, it could easily backfire and end up becoming an added burden or cost to these smaller businesses. To overcome these hurdles and stay competitive, one of the best moves is shifting to a cloud-first or hybrid model. This allows for flexible, pay-as-you-go IT infrastructure, minimizing upfront costs while offering scalability. Managed service providers, or MSPs that we mentioned earlier, are also a valuable resource as they can handle a lot of the IT heavy lifting. This way, small businesses can have access to enterprise-level expertise, tools, and ongoing support without needing a large internal IT team. And as mentioned before, this is an apparent trend that we are seeing in the small business sector. Investing in modular and scalable solutions, such as expandable server hardware or container-based software, is another way to tackle budget constraints for IT infrastructure upgrades. The idea is to start small and expand as you go. Open source tools can also help cut costs without cutting corners. And don't just look at sticker prices. Small businesses need to think long-term instead. Focus on total cost of ownership than just the initial pricing. And also take factors like maintenance, energy efficiency, downtime risks, and upgrade paths into consideration. Finally, upskilling internal staff through basic IT training or certifications can go a long way. After all, the more you understand your infrastructure, the better decisions you can make for your business. the bottom line here for small and medium-sized businesses when it comes to IT infrastructure is to try to align IT decisions with business growth goals and embrace flexible yet cost-conscious approaches to try to bridge that gap between current capabilities and the demands of a fast-moving digital economy.
So that requires quite a bit of agility here, with ASRock Rack being one of the first companies to bring systems featuring AMD's new EPYC 4005 processor to market. How do systems like that help SMBs tackle some of these really demanding workloads?
That's a very good question. So the AMD EPYC 4005 processors extend the broad AMD EPYC processor family that powers a new line of entry-level systems designed for small business customers and hosted IT providers that seek performance and the latest technologies, but also demand energy efficiency, dependability, and affordability. The AMD EPYC 4005 processors utilize that same AM5 socket as the previous generation EPYC 4004 series processors, meaning there is a possibility to upgrade to the latest processors on existing systems by a simple firmware upgrade. These new systems will feature 6 to 16 Zen 5 processor cores that are SMT capable, or simultaneous multithreading, and dual memory channels with support for up to 192 gigabytes of fast DDR5 memory. This enables the performance and expandability needed by these smaller businesses facing growing compute needs fueled by the AI revolution. The EPYC 4005 powered servers enable compelling acquisition cost points for these entry-level system configurations that are desired by these small businesses and hosted IT service customers. These systems are capable of effectively running critical business workloads through streamlined memory and cleverly designed I/O features. To tie back to what I mentioned before about that balancing act between performance and affordability, I think this is where our service systems powered by AMD EPYC 4005 processors really stand out. So to summarize, I think servers powered by AMD EPYC 4005 processors are designed to be easy and affordable to purchase, own, and operate while establishing a new level of performance and efficiency.
One market that certainly values performance efficiency is one where ASRock Rack has a strong presence here, and we're talking about Europe. What are you seeing in the hosting market across that region, and how do your solutions align with the specific needs of those customers?
Yeah, so you are indeed correct. We do have a strong presence in Europe, and the server hosting landscape is evolving rapidly with different opportunities for innovation, for regional differentiation, and long-term growth, all driven by increases in cloud adoption, digital transformation, and evolving data sovereignty priorities. For cloud and web hosting markets, as well as data processing services, are expected to grow over 10% every year through 2030. Furthermore, we are seeing strategic segments like AI hosting, hybrid cloud, and localized services showing a lot of promise in the European region. Data sovereignty priorities are apparent as we can see that more and more European businesses are choosing local cloud providers over global giants due to rising concerns over data control and geopolitical risks. Major hosting companies in the region are expanding their regional presence and investing in AI-driven infrastructure and data centers to meet these growing demands. From a technology perspective, AI and automation are enhancing server efficiency and customer support, while edge computing is gaining momentum to meet the low latency demands of IoT and real-time applications. Sustainability is also a growing priority, with hosting providers investing in renewable energy and eco-friendly operations. As mentioned, we here at ASRock Rack have a strong presence in the hosting market across the European region. And while we're proud of the progress we've made so far, we continue to innovate and provide solutions with increased performance and energy efficiency to meet and perhaps even go one step further to anticipate the needs of the hosting market in the European region. As the market and our customers grow and evolve, we want to show the industry that we are also progressing as an industry pioneer and trusted partner.
If we up-level and look globally now, where do you see the industry trends heading, and how is ASRock Rack positioned to support the server hardware needs of tomorrow and what's coming next?
Yeah, as I think is very apparent, we're experiencing a rapid evolution in the server industry. And I think one of the most apparent and ongoing trends is the rise of AI. And subsequently, for the server industry, the rise of AI-centric infrastructure. The explosion of AI is happening right before our eyes, and high-performance GPU-intensive servers that can handle AI applications such as large language models and generative AI are in record demand, coming from companies in every size in every industry. Another key trend that we're seeing in the server industry is energy efficiency and sustainability, which we talked about a little bit in the previous question. Data centers are shifting to low-power servers, advanced cooling solutions such as liquid cooling, and renewable energy integration. This trend is essential for both environmental and cost concerns. We're also seeing hybrid and edge computing becoming standard, with an increasing amount of enterprise data being processed locally to reduce latency and bandwidth usage, and therefore boosting demand for compact, efficient, yet computationally powerful edge servers. Another key development that I want to mention is the move toward composable infrastructure and modular designs. This approach enables dynamic resource allocation for compute, storage, and networking, offering unmatched scalability and flexibility, which are qualities that are particularly valuable for cloud providers and enterprise environments requiring rapid workload adaptation. We here at AzerocRack have always seen ourselves as an innovator and pioneer of the industry. Our comprehensive line of products includes GPU servers for AI applications, modular designs for increased scalability and flexibility, liquid cooling incorporated server solutions for environmentally conscious users, and other bare bones and motherboards as well. As the server industry continues to change, we are also evolving and developing solutions that align with these industry trends. With this proactive mindset, we hope to secure a position in the industry as a key player supporting the server hardware needs of tomorrow.
Excellent set of perspectives and offerings here. Where can listeners go to get more information about AzerocRack and check out some of these offerings that you mentioned?
Yeah, so for more information about AzerocRack and our products, it can be found on our website at www.azerocrack.com. For regular updates to our latest products, news, and events, we encourage you to subscribe to our monthly newsletter or follow our social media accounts on various platforms, including LinkedIn and X. And if there are any technical questions, purchasing inquiries, or general feedback, please do not hesitate to contact us via email. Email addresses can be found on our website under the Contact Us page. We would love to hear from you all.
Very nice. We'll be sure to put some links into the social posts to help people navigate to find all this. This has been a fantastic discussion, Nicole. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me.
Our pleasure. And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.